Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Welcome back. I'm sorry, I was in a weird headspace for like a month, and I was having a hard time recording my podcast, so I took a little break. I should have just recorded, talked about what I was thinking, you know, but I didn't. I apologize, I'm back. But please tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell somebody, help me grow my podcast, but I need to help myself and just do my goddamn podcast every week. But as usual, I'm going to start off with doing my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a six-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to kind of document little milestones. First time, you know, experiencing something, or if he does something funny, or just whatever. But I'm going to go back a little bit. And we took Miles to his first wrestling event. I want to say October 3rd here in town. We went and saw New Day and a bunch of other wrestlers. We had a good time. He likes to watch it on TV from time to time, but he wasn't into it a whole lot. But we had a good time, and it's just good to get out as a family and do things, and we had fun. I was hoping that he would really, really enjoy it, but he's a different kid. He was worried that the fighting was real, and I told him that it was all fake. At one point, I'm like, he was wondering why everybody was booing one guy, and I was like, oh, he's a bad guy. And he looked at me, he's like, Daddy, we got to get out of here. This is a bad guy. I don't want to be here. I'm like, it's not real, man. So he's just a really sensitive kid, and we tried. Maybe he'll be into it at some other point in his life, but we went out, we had a good time, we had some popcorn, we got to see some cool moves, and I gotta admit, I had a good time. I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but it was cool to go out and see a live performance, if you will, and yeah, it was fun. But this whole the weekend that led up to the wrestling, I had a great time. I went to New York City, and got to do a bunch of shows, man. I had a great time. So shout out to everybody that helped me get on these shows. It was such a great experience, and it was so much fun. I stayed with a buddy of mine I hadn't seen in a while, and he taught me how to take the subway. So I'm no longer terrified of the subway, and I can save myself a lot of money by doing that instead of always jumping in an Uber for 20, 30, 40 bucks a pop. So yeah. But I ended up doing a bunch of different shows. A friend of mine, she has a show. God damn it. And it just escaped me. But it was out in Brooklyn. Bitches Brew. Had a great time there, man. It's so nerve-wracking performing in New York City. You just get intimidated by, you know, the city and the comics. Because that's where all the best comics go. All the best comics perform there. And it's definitely like a litmus test to see where you line up against, you know, some of the best up-and-coming comics. But I had a good time. It was a lot of fun. So I want to say Thursday I hit Bitches Brew. And then after that, we hopped on the train, and we headed over to Gentrify at UCB East. That was fun. It's kind of like an old-school shotgun theater. Fun show. And it kind of sucked because I didn't really get to hang out and network too hard with the people running the shows. I kind of felt like a dick, but that's just how it is in New York. People know that, you know, you're trying to get to as many shows and do as many sets as possible when you're in the city. So they were understanding. I had a great time there, and then headed over to Stand Up New York, and that was more of a real New York show. It was at a club. Kind of an off night, late show, not a lot of people there, but I still had a good time. I just muscled through, I did my set, and my buddy Mark Norman met us over there. We hung out for a while, then we hopped in an Uber and went over to the Comedy Cellar. And for those who don't know about the Comedy Cellar, it's the fucking mecca of comedy, the best comedy club in the world. All the top comics go there, Chappelle, Seinfeld, Rock, they all perform there, Schumer. Dave Attell. I mean, I could just keep naming them all. They are always there. They're always hanging out upstairs in the restaurant, the Olive Tree, and got to hang out with my buddies there. Had a great time. Actually got to go downstairs in the showroom. I saw Dave Attell perform. And that dude, man, he's just so quick. And it's just funny seeing a comic that good performing on a stage and just working things out on a stage that I would just like kill to be on and would be so nervous and wouldn't even think about trying a new joke there. And he's just, to him, it's just another set. You know, he's been there for so long that I can't say he doesn't care, but it's definitely like his home club. And yeah, it's just awesome to go there, man, and to kind of be a nobody. I already am a nobody, but just to really see how low you are on that totem pole of comedy when you go into that club, man. And I can't lie, I like it. I like realizing where I am and seeing how much work I have to do to become a better comic to make it to a stage like that. So that was fun. And so got up the next morning, hopped on the train, and I went to Hartford, Connecticut, where I did three shows at City Steam. Vanessa Hollingshead was the headliner. We had three good shows, a lot of fun, cool little room. The restaurant upstairs is like really old school. It's been there for a long time, all this wood. They make their own beer. The comedy club is downstairs in the basement. It's low ceiling. And not a lot of huge crowds, but I had a great time. Vanessa was very cool. She's been in the comedy business for well over 20 years. You know, she was in New York when, you know, Seinfeld and all those guys were at their height, and just listening to her stories. And she used to be married to a guy named Lucian who kind of broke a lot of big comics back in the day. And just to hear stories about him and, you know, him working with Seinfeld and Ray Romano and all these people, man, it was fucking dope. Just to hear these old stories about New York comics, guys that are legends now, and just hearing stories about how they were when they were just up and coming comics or when they first broke and they first got their TV show. I just really love hearing all those stories about how normal they were, and they were just other comics just hanging out at shows, and now they're fucking gazillionaires. They got hours out, they're just TV shows are classic, and just, I mean, they're like comedy gods. I don't like using that word like that, but yeah, it's just very, very cool. So we did three great shows there. And Sunday I got up and went back to New York City, and I got to do one of the hottest rooms in New York, the Knitting Factory, which is in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is the hip area. That's my second time doing that show. I ended up going up last. I was super nervous. The crowd wasn't as big when the show first started, but that's to be expected when you're an out of town guy with no name coming in. So it was a little rough up top. They were a little chatty. And but I just muscled through. I didn't panic too much, but yeah, you know, they were chatty up front. I got a tad nervous, and I was like, I'm just gonna plow through, do it. They settled down. I had a good set, and yeah, it's just fun going to that town, getting on some good shows, doing well. It's a big confidence builder. I also did my other buddy Courtney Farrington's room called Butterscotch in Brooklyn as well, and that was a lot of fun, man. So I love that city. I got to really see a lot more of it. You always hear people talk about New York and all the different boroughs, and, you know, Manhattan's like this, and Brooklyn's like this, and Queens is like that. And if you never go there, you just kind of think it's like just a regular city, but man, but New York is just an animal in itself, and every borough has its own kind of little personality, and I really like it. I really do. I love hopping on a train and just, I don't know, so many different people, and you know, you look at somebody like, I wonder what this guy does, I wonder what she does, and you know, you look at these high school kids on these trains, and it's just like, man, they have no idea, you know, how special that is to live in New York City. It's just, that's just their life, that's all they know. You see these 2-3 year old kids, you know, just running up and down inside the train car, and it's like, you have no idea, you live in Brooklyn, New York. It's like one of the most famous cities in the world, and you know, you got people who, they come from Wisconsin and Utah and all these just Midwestern states with a dream to pursue, you know, culinary arts or fashion or comedy or music or, you know, to be an artist or something. They dreamed about that their entire lives, to move to Brooklyn, to live there. They go to college and like, I'm finally moving to Brooklyn. It's a huge, you know, accomplishment in their lives. And it's just, for these kids, it's just what they grew up with. That's all they know, you know. It's just cool to see, and yeah, I had a great time, a lot of fun, and I got to get back there more often. I got to. My buddy said I can come stay with him anytime. Oh shit, I almost forgot. This was all the same trip, but was it the same trip? I don't know why I feel like it's not the same trip, but it has to be. I also got to perform for Mark Norman on the Mark Norman show at the Gotham Comedy Club, and that was phenomenal. Actually, no, I already talked about that. That was a different trip. Sorry, different trip. But I got to get back to that city more often. I gotta get there in the winter or something. But I had a great time. So yeah, I got back home. We took Miles to wrestling, like I said earlier. And then the following weekend, I drove out to Liberty Township, which is in between Dayton and Cincinnati, Ohio. I worked a weekend there. It was me, Adrian Cosby, and Mark Norman. And that was my first time performing at that club. That's one of their newer clubs. And the way they're built now, they actually have like the upper deck balcony. And this is a great club. The staff was great. We had a great time. And got to work on a couple new bits. The hotel, man. That hotel, it was too nice. It was way too nice. It was one of those swanky, like very modern, almost sterile looking hotels. When you walk in, the lobby is like all either like cement walls and or white, and the white floors and chromeness and just weird art, just weird shapes, and one of those hotel rooms where like you feel like you're in an episode of Black Mirror, and then the bathroom had a weird toilet. It was just too sexy for my body type, you know. It's just like, if you're in a bathroom like that, you gotta have a six pack with a V, you know. You gotta look like Chris Pratt or Idris Elba to take a shower in that place, because it just had like the glass wall, half wall, and then it had the rainfall shower head. It was just too much for a normal dude like me. All the sharp corners, it's like if you slip in there, you're dead. I need an old school Midwestern Wisconsin aunt bathroom where it's carpet in there. It's got like weird green carpet and some funky ass patterned wallpaper, some like this ugly smelly like fucking seashell shaped soap that you can't use because it's just so old, it won't even lather. Just a bunch of porcelain figurines of just dumb shit. It's got a green tub or one of that pink tub, and it's got this ugly tile. This is real small. That's my kind of bathroom, you know, where it just looks like some Midwestern factory dude that's been shitting in that bathroom for 40 years. That's my kind of bathroom. It's small. You can barely even turn around to brush your teeth in there. That's the bathroom I need. I don't need Batman's bathroom to make me feel like shit about how I look without a shirt on. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't like it, as Uncle June would say. But had a fun weekend, man. I ran into a friend. I'm not running into, but I invited a friend of mine's wife out. She's a friend of mine too, stationed with her in Korea. It was nice seeing her. Hadn't seen her in a long time, and luckily that was one of my better sets that I had. It was fun. I like to do a lot of crowd work, so it was a good mix of crowd work and jokes hitting and callbacks from the crowd work into the jokes. It was just a good time. So, in a great set, and had fun, man. I'm just very lucky to be able to do the stuff that I'm doing, and it's so much fun when you get to work with people you like. I always love working with Norman, but it's really a special thing when you get to work weekends with the guys you came up with. Adrian is a dude that when I moved to Dayton, he's one of the first guys I met, and I just remember us doing these open mics and doing these shows at restaurants and bars and the pizza place and just one-nighters somewhere weird, and to finally just be on pro shows together. We got to do that a little bit before I left, but now it's just like we bumped up. Sometimes we get the headline off nights and one of us is featuring. It's just fun when it's kind of like our show, you know. I just remember being there and watching one of our buddies MC. We all back there just fucking excited for him. And we're still happy, but it's just cool to kind of climb that ladder together. We know we still got a long way to go up, but it's just a lot of fun, man. And it makes you feel good, and you're comfortable. You got your good friends with you, people that you trust. You know, they're giving you good advice. And then afterwards, we would just hang out, go to Waffle House, have a couple waffles, get up, you know, have lunch, and we just talk comedy, and we talked about our lives and our fathers and parenting and weird stuff that, you know, happened to us when we were kids. It was a good weekend. It was a great weekend. It's funny how, like, when you look at social media, and I'm looking at it, you know, through a different lens, but a negative lens, if you will. But you know, you look at all these like extreme feminists and shit, and all they do is talk about how all men do when they get together is talk shit about women and talk about all these chicks we want, stuff we want to do, all these women, and it's just like we never have any meaningful conversations, and men suck, and we do this and do that. It's just like when I'm with my good friends, yeah, we fuck around, talk shit, but as I'm getting older, we have a lot more deep and meaningful conversations. You know, I rarely sit around and talk to my buddies about sports. I mean, yeah, we talk about comedy, but we talk a lot about, you know, society and how we view things and you know, how we're changing and how our tastes have changed and just how we view everything. I'm having a good time learning who I am and realizing that I'm changing and being okay with that and you know, talking about parenting with my friends. You know, and they have kids that are 10 years older than Miles, and just hearing the things that they go through and me telling them the things that I'm going through and how that was different 10 years ago. They didn't have to worry about this and that. And, you know, it's just we had a great time. And I think a lot of guys are like that, you know. But, yeah, we do jack around, talk shit. But we have a lot of meaningful conversations, and I really enjoy it. Yeah, just I'm very fortunate and blessed and thankful that I get to do the things that I'm doing, and I'm hoping that I could continue to do these things and headline shows and all that kind of stuff. That's what I'm hoping for. But so yeah, I think that might be the episode. I got about a minute left, so yeah, I talked about wrestling, City Steam, New York City, Dayton, Liberty Township. So it's now November 15th, and just found out last night that we got Hannibal Buress coming in town November 30th. I'm super excited. I don't think I'll be on the show, but I'm definitely going to go. Hannibal's always been a huge influence on my comedy. And anytime I get to see this dude perform is going to be dope. So if you're in the Charlottesville area, the tickets just went on sale today to go see Hannibal Buress. November 30th. But don't forget, we got Sam Morril, who's a killer, one of the best comics in New York City, one of the best joke writers in comedy right now. He'll be at the Southern on November 29th. That's a Thursday at 8:30. So if you're in town, go to both shows. Go to both shows. We can't give out any tickets for the Hannibal show, but I might be able to get a couple comps for the Sam Morril show. So if you want to go to Morril and you can't afford both, hit me up. I'll see what I can do. But yeah, come out, support Charlottesville comedy. There's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. I'm out. Peace.